Blog Talk Radio.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule on me, real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing, it's the same pretty.
Praise God, great God, evening, everyone. Great God, evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget. And I am just so excited to be back with you on this Monday evening. A special shout out, as usual, to Dr. Rosemary Cook. For her gracious kindness extended towards me to share in this radio broadcast as her co-host with her on Monday nights. And as you all know already, those of you who listen in, we rotate. And so this is Pastor Bridget's Monday night to be here with you on Totally Whole. And so Totally Whole presents tonight just a fun topic, a discussion. And so I'm going to ask that you who are listening in, do go and call your friends, your family members, your coworkers, whoever it is that you know needs to be listening into the show tonight. Tell them to join us and to, you know, to come on and be a part of our discussion. I'm sure, I am very hopeful and positive that it's going to be fun and that you're going to receive something that's going to be uplifting, that's going to inspire you, encourage you, and that is our intent. Our intent in this radio broadcast, Totally Whole, is to make sure that we are encouraging you, that we are inspiring you, that we are lifting you up, that we are empowering you, that we are saying something that can help you as you journey through life, as you are on your path to wholeness and walking in your destiny and call, because we know that God has given each and every one of us a call and a purpose. We are not here by accident. Oh, no. We are here by intentionality. We are here by design. We are here by divine appointment. Amen. Amen. So we are here because God so thought of us. Hallelujah. Before the foundations of the earth, to place us here on this planet for such a time as this. Also, let me say this to you. We are inviting you to call in tonight if you have something to say. I know some of you just want to listen in, but if you feel so prompt and so led to call and to say something to our listening audience, when I open up the phone lines, all you're going to have to do, for those of you who are calling in, listening into the show via phone, just hit one. If you hit one, I'll be able to have you to chime in and to share and to say your piece. If you are listening in via website or, through the web, you won't be able to call in unless you do so by calling the number 0630. There we go. So anyway, so we're going to have a little fun. It's going to be a free-flowing conversation tonight, and our theme for tonight's show is called a New Year State of Mind, a New Year State of Mind. Yes, yes, a New Year State of Mind. How about that? And, you know, I know many folk are so ready to say goodbye to 2015. For some folks, can't get out of here quick enough. It can't get out of here fast enough, and you, you know, so ready to say hello to 2016. I don't know about you, but I know I am ready. I am here. Listen, the best way I believe to do this is to get a jump start, to get a jump start on the new year. And we ought to do that now. We don't have to wait until December the 31st. Y'all know how we do. Some of us, we go to watch night and we are ready to, you know, when the clock strikes, you know, 12, up, oh, Happy New Year. We are ready to cross over and to do, you know, the new thing, whatever that new thing is. No, beloved, we can get a jump start right now. Holler at your girl right now, right now. So anyway, I am also so excited to have my special guest host with me on tonight, and that is my sister, friend, Dr. Lisa Whitehead Hampton. She's a professor at Coppin State University and the CEO and founder of Victims and the Sanctuary. She is a powerful woman in her own right. I mean, she is doing so many things. I'm going to kind of have her to just tell us a little bit about some of the things that she's doing and the organizations that she is a part of. She is just a powerful woman and a humble woman and one who loves God with all of her heart and soul. And I thank God for her. She is so well-rounded and she is real. So we're going to just have some real talk on our show tonight. And again, we will invite you, you know, during the time we open the phone lines, please come on and join in and have some fun with us on tonight. Dr. Lisa, hello.
Good God evening, my friend, Pastor Bridget. Good God
evening.
I love this tonight. It's the atmosphere and the energy is just very upbeat. And like me, a lot of people are trying to come down from the Thanksgiving holiday, the busyness, the family, the food. And here we are on Monday.
Yes. Here we are.
Here we are on Monday. Some people are so glad that Thanksgiving is over.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I know, you know, so glad it's over and looking forward to dropping some of those pounds. That's probably some folks, you know, New Year's resolution, Dr. Lisa. They ate so much, and, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want to see no more turkey. I don't want to see no more dressing, no more macaroni and cheese. I know y'all out there who are listening probably can testify. Throw up their hand, holler at us. Yes, you probably are one of the ones who are saying the same thing. Yes, Dr. Lisa, so true.
Yes. Besides the office parties, church fellowship, family, friends, the top three goals on the list has to deal with weight.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So true.
One of the this young lady, she was a size 22, and she got down to a size 8. And she said it wasn't the yo-yo diet. She went in prayer, and she asked God, what size did she feel like she should be? I never heard anybody ask that question to God, because, you know, we think that's a very kind of shallow question.
Sure.
But she put it in the perspective, I want to be what God sees me to be. And so I can't base my size on commercials, on what people said I should be, these diets and all of these advertisements. She said she went to prayer. She went in prayer.
Yes.
And her goal was easier to get to because it came with peace.
Ah! Awesome.
It didn't have the stress of diets and, you know, you got to get down, you got to reach a certain goal. She wanted to be what God wanted her to be, and that wasn't just about her physical weight, but also about her whole well-being.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think that is so important, you know, that we that we desire to be what God wants for us, and that, you know, that we desire to be who he sees us as, and that we have his desire for us, that it becomes our desire. Do you understand what I'm saying, Dr. Lisa? And so for her to you know, to change that thing around, okay, you know, I know what the commercials say. I've seen the models, and I've seen programs, your ideal weight size is this, and for your height, et cetera, et cetera. But she took it to a whole nother level. She was like, well, let me pray to God and ask him what size do he want me to be. And I would dare say, even in that prayer, that empowers her so much so that her mindset then changes and focuses on the power of God, and knowing that it is God who gives her, therefore, the ability and the wherewithal to do what she needs to do to get that weight off, to get that weight off.
Yes, and the motivation is different. The motivation is different. It's not Jenny Craig. It's not Weight Watchers. And, you know, I'm going so far as to say, listen, we've tried a lot of things. We might as well try going in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
We really should, from the inside out, to ask God what wholeness looks like from his perspective.
Right. Yes. Absolutely so. I mean, wholeness of mind, body, spirit, and soul, and, you know, finance, and, you know, spirit. So, yes, he wants us to be indeed, you know, totally whole. And, you know, when we start, you know, thinking about this whole subject about a new year state of mind. With the new year, it gives us, of course, a fresh, you know, offers us a new start, a fresh, you know, fresh ideas and innovations. But I believe, Dr. Lisa, the key to all of that and to gaining that and having that whole new year state of mind is knowing how to get it. It's knowing how to get the very thing that you were imagining, that you're hoping for in 2016. And a lot of times what people do is, of course, they have New Year's resolutions. And so year after year, folks determine this is how I'm going to do it and this is what I'm going to do. But I also believe this, and that is, a lot of times the reason it doesn't work out, yes, because you don't have prayer, but also you're not praying, you're not asking God to enable you, to empower you. And some people may be doing so, but they're also to accompany that, the mind has, there has to be a new perspective. There has to be a new mind, because you cannot go in another season. I say another season. This is another season. 2016 is a new, fresh season for us to get the thing that God has destined and designed for us to get. But in order to get that and to be able to, you know, experience it and not to have these New Year's resolutions, because a lot of times before the month is out in January, that's gone out the window. You know, something
it's
comes
already
along. Yeah,
out
it's
the
already
window.
Gone. Yeah, it's like,
and
you know, something comes along. Go ahead.
People are feeling so stressed by the time the end of January comes, because they have put goals out there that really just they aren't able to reach. It's like a setup.
Yeah.
It's a setup.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I love that you are talking about a New Year's state of mind before we even get to the end of the new year, because we can do a lot of an introspection about what it is that God wants me to do. Because I can run on a track, I can get down to a size 4, but if I don't have no peace, if I'm not happy, if I'm not well or spiritually whole, that weight loss means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It just ends up being a form of godliness. And so with with the changing of the mind comes power. Power to get it done. And I am so ready to eulogize 2015, to preach it and close the book on it.
Yes, yes.
So that
absolutely.
I can move forward.
Absolutely. It's, you know, and a part of, you know, closing that book and eulogizing it and saying your goodbyes and ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and the whole nine yards, you know, a part of that is understanding, okay, now that I have, and, you know, a part of that, I like to say, includes detoxing the mind.
Yes.
Detoxing the, you know, those old ways, those old attitudes, because, again, you know, as I was saying, you cannot accomplish anything you are trying to do if your mindset is the same old, same old. The scripture says that, you know, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new, right? And so
yes.
That just does not encompass the idea and the realization that you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That encompasses the whole gamut of the, you know, of being totally whole. My mind is changed, you know, my idea of who I am in Christ and the power that he has given me is no longer the same. I now understand that I am seated in heavenly places, and if I am
yes.
seated in heavenly places, that means my mind has been elevated from a lower level of living to a higher understanding and perspective about life. I no longer see the things that I used to see. So, you know, when you think about it, Dr. Lisa, when we come to Christ, and the beginning stage is we come to the cross, and we thank God for the cross, hallelujah. But we also have to get up and move from the elementary stages of faith. And Paul talks about the milk, and he talks about the meat. And you have
yes.
to grow up. And so you grow up in understanding that you have been given, that you have been given power, you know, to be able to rise up in your thinking. The scripture talks about transforming the mind. And so that whole new year state of mind begins
yes.
with changing from the old to the new. You know, they sing a song and when the new year comes in about the old and the new. And so we are encouraging people. We are here tonight, listening audience, Dr. Lisa and I, to encourage you, to inspire you, and to just get you in the mood and get you ready to jumpstart the new year. I don't know what you are, you know, what you're expecting, what your desires are. You can write them on paper, but my assignment tonight, and Dr. Lisa has her assignment as well to share with you, but a part of my assignment tonight in getting you prepared and inspiring you to jumpstart the new year, that is change your way of thinking, because
yeah.
the reality
yeah.
is, the reason why folk keep failing and falling is because the mind has not changed. The mind
yes.
has to change. There has to be a new understanding, a new engagement. And let me go back to when Dr. Lisa talked about she's ready to eulogize 2015 and to close the chapter. And I talked about putting the dirt on it and giving it its whole, you know,
yeah.
benediction and detoxing those thoughts. You know, get rid of that complaining spirit.
Yes.
That, you know,
yes.
excusing your behavior. You cannot reach your place of promise and destiny and whatever you're believing God for in 2016 carrying the idea, the notion, the mindset that allows you to express complaining, to express excusing and blaming. You cannot fulfill whatever it is that you are hoping to accomplish in 2016 carrying that mindset, because then that
yes.
opens up the door right, Dr. Lisa. It opens up the door,
yes,
and it gives permission for you to fail and to not accomplish what it is that you are trying to accomplish. You have
and a
to
lot of people, yeah. A lot of people don't know they're walking around with a lot of emotional baggage, and that emotional baggage is dictating behavior, is guiding behavior, and we are not even emotionally whole. And so in order to succeed, you need to have wisdom and understanding that you need to get rid of that luggage, that emotional luggage that you picked up 365 days, and you need to do something with it. Because if you don't, in reality, it starts making decisions for you.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, indeed. Oh, it does. It just, you know, without you even, because that's that subconscious kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
In that subconscious mind, you are making decisions that you, you know, consciously, if you were really paying attention, you'd be like, what in the world am I doing? But like you said,
absolutely,
those 365 days you have picked this stuff up and you've been just doing it. You know, habits are formed by repetition.
Yes.
It is formed by repetition. And you just be doing it over and over again without any thought. It's like automatic. Here I am. Here I go again. Because you have formed that habit. You have formed the habit.
And I teach behavior modification. And for the last 15 weeks, trying to stress that if there is going to be a change of behavior, it must happen in the mind first.
Yes, yes.
And not just happen in the mind, but envisioning the change. That you see what you want to be. You see how you want to be. Because the same old thing is stressed over and over. If you don't do, if you do the same thing and you expect different results, that still equals insanity.
Yes.
And I want to encourage my sisters and my brothers, let's go into 2016, not in the same way, but in an intelligent way.
Yes, that's it. Absolutely. In an intelligent way. Whoop, whoop. And we know we serve an intelligent God.
Amen.
And, you know, he does things with such excellence and perfection. And he is flawless. And he is intentional. Intentional. He's an intentional God. And that's why I love that song so much that talks about he's intentional. He's intentional. I'm not a singer, but, you know, I love that
song. Go on and do your thing, honey.
Listen, listening audience, y'all, Pastor Bridget is not a singer. I do my, you know, I do all right in the bathroom. And, you know, God, you know, long as it's okay and God is. So I won't try to sing tonight to you all. But we have to be intentional.
Yes.
We really have to be intentional. As we go into 2016, if we weren't intentional in 2015, you know, let's change that whole mindset and be very purposeful in our dealings and how it is that we are going to get what God has assigned for us to get. I am of the mindset, Dr. Lisa, that God has given us the ability and the gifting to strategize and to maneuver throughout the systems in this earth. It is God, the scripture says, that gives us the ability to do what? To get wealth. He gives us the ability. So we have the creativity, but we have to stir up the gift that's within us. You see, we are gifted.
Absolutely.
We are born with greatness already. It's not something that we have to look outside of ourselves to see. We have it. It's already in us. But we have to change that again, that old mind, that old way, you know. Move from your old house to your new house.
Yes.
The scripture says, and I've been on this thing for the last several months, and some, you know, some folks have been getting texts from me about, you know, a whole, you know, this whole new mind thing, and I've been teaching on the power of thought and transformation, and I'm just living in a whole, and I think I shared this with you, Dr. Lisa, a whole new world.
A whole new world.
So I'm in a whole new world, and it's like, you know how you go to the candy store, it's a new candy store you found, and, you know, it's like it has all types of candy. I mean, candy you never thought, you never even imagined would be in the store, you know. It's like it's so much variety here, and especially if you love candy, love cookies and all that kind of stuff. And so when you discover it and you just want everybody to come along with you, other, you know, the other kids in the neighborhood who you know like candy too, you want them to come along with you you know, to this new candy store to see all the possibilities and to experience all the new candy that's in this wonderful candy store. So that's how I am now. I'm like a kid in the candy store and living this whole new world of understanding the greatness that God has given to me, and that the great I am has given me the ability, hallelujah, to get everything that's assigned to me. And so we are encouraging people, Dr. Lisa, to jumpstart 2016 now. Somebody said, I think you had said this one, don't wait till the battle's over, but to shout
don't
now.
Don't wait. And the thing about change is that, you know, there's a process to it. And so if people don't understand the process, then it can be discouraging. It could also give you the illusion that some of your goals are nearer when they're actually a little further away. But education says you need to take steps towards that change.
Yeah.
And wisdom says that in the process, the whole process is change, changing, changed. And that's with an ED at the end, because that's our goal, to be changed. And so you got to know where you're at in the process.
Yes, absolutely.
Understanding where you are in the process and setting goals that you can reach step by step, here a little, there a little, and celebrating that process and celebrating those steps. And so what we're saying is that on, what, Monday, November the 30th?
Yes.
Before midnight, before December 1st, you can go and talk to God, because that's part of the process. Prayer is part of the process. We're not being deep. We're not being over spiritual, but this is not going to happen without prayer.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And a whole lot of it. A whole lot of it. And not just you talking to God, but being in the place to hear from God.
Amen. 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 And I am so glad you brought up the word process, because that is so important, and that is, you know, that is so significant, in that we have to endure the process.
Absolutely.
That is part of the big picture, is the process. And it is going through the process that we discover things, that we identify some things, that God reveals some things to us that we had no knowledge and understanding of. So we have to go through the process. We just can't, you know, go from A to Z without experiencing the alphabets in between.
Yes.
You got to
and
go through,
you know,
the between.
This is what God revealed to me about the process, that most people don't want to go through the process.
Mm-hmm.
But if if we abort the process, then we forego the blessing at the end of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want the blessing, but we don't want the process. And that goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
That really goes hand in hand. And so, you know, encouraging people, the process can be challenging. It can be overwhelming. It can even be depressing.
Mm-hmm.
But go through it. Because the blessing on the other side is going to outweigh what you had to go through to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the scriptures say. I reckon for the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed.
Amen. Amen. And see, some of that process for somebody who's listening tonight as they're starting 2016, some of that process says there are some things you're going to have to go ahead on and separate and detach yourself from.
Yes.
People, there are some people, and you know, folk have heard, you know, sermons preached, you got to let go of some people, but really understand the significance of letting go of some folk, because where you have prayed in your prayer life to God about, and you have said to God, you would like, you know, to reach such a, you know, point, or if God has given you a ministry, God has given you a calling, and you may be wondering, what, you know, why am I so delayed? What is going on? Seem like I get one foot in front of the other, and all of a sudden I'm pulled back another step, you know, further behind. So in some cases, the part of the problem is you are allowing yourself to be attached to people and personalities and presence that does not, you know, that cannot go with you, and is taken away from the gifting that God has placed in you, and is a distraction. So you can't go into 2016 with that. That's a part of the process that you have to endure. You know, some of you may not want to because it's painful, you know, when you detach yourself from some relationships that you've had for years, and, you know, there's a cutting, there's a bleeding that takes place, and there's some wound. You know, in the process, that's a part of the process that you have to begin to bind up and to close. So there is a process that you have to go through in order to be really successful in your 2016. And I want to say this also, as we're talking about jump-starting your 2016, Dr. Lisa said at 12 o'clock midnight, December the 1st, you can start, and you start in prayer, and prayer is essential, and prayer is the key to moving you and getting you jump-started into the 2016 year, and allowing God to speak to you and to share some things with you, and centering yourself and being silent and being quiet before Him so He can pour into you as well as you pouring out, emptying yourself of stuff that has hindered you, that has really blocked your flow. So I am so glad, woohoo, that Dr. Lisa talked about the process aspect of moving forward and going into the new season of 2016, understanding that the blessing is on the other side of the process. And so we thank God for the process. And so I want somebody just to get this, you know, even as you are going through your process and you are changing, you know, you're changing things that you need to change, mind your words. Please mind your words in 2016, because some words you are speaking in 2015 has caused the paralysis, has caused, you know, the disappointment. woman. You have even been a part of sabotaging your own opportunities because perhaps you didn't mind your words. But be assured, be intentional, be confident in your 2016 that I'm minding my words in 2016. I'm not even going to let that stuff come out of my mouth because, again, my mind is being transformed, and this is a part of my process that I have to go through. You know what I'm saying, Dr. Lisa? And so you are so on point when you talk about that whole process thing, and I love the part when you talked about in your class and what you guys been talking about, and envisioning and seeing it, and you know, being able to think it and to see it. That's a powerful ingredient right there for success.
It is, and I just feel led to share one of the most powerful worships that I've experienced was God empowering me to give me permission to let some stuff go. Just permission to let it go, and some people just need permission. And so, in the name of Jesus, I give you permission to let it go. That's what God
Hallelujah.
Said. Just let it go.
Hallelujah.
You can't move forward. You can't be healthy. You can't change. You can't do anything until you let some stuff go.
Give yourself permission.
Yes.
Give yourself permission. Give yourself. And one of the things I sent out today, and I talked about giving yourself permission to change your mind for the good of your destiny, of your divine destiny. Give yourself permission, you see. And so when you really begin to see, and I want to go and talk about that scene a little bit, when you see the God of creation, the God of your salvation, when you get a glimpse of the power that he has given you and has deposited in you, and that the kingdom of God is within you, and that you have the Father abiding in you, then you are able to see that nothing that the enemy or opposition can do to block the great things that God has destined for us to have in this earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. And understanding that we have been given via birthright because of Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross, and being resurrected from the dead, we have now been reconciled to our rightful place in the earth to possess everything that we lost in the garden. You see, we have the authority and we have dominion. And so I'm encouraging folks, as they're going into 2016, step into your rightful place of dominion. And you cannot, one thing you can't do when we're talking about, you know, having a New Year mindset and you want to go and you want to possess the land and you want to go and you want to, you know, you're blessed in the city and blessed in the, you know, in the fields and, you know, you're blessed in your coming and your going. And we know that we have been engrafted into the family of God and we have these rights. But in order to live in the abundance of that all, we have to understand and have the mind of Christ to walk in it victoriously, knowing that nothing and no one can destroy, can hinder the idea and the realization that if Christ be for us, who can be against us? And because of that, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So if God is telling someone a part of your plan for 2016 is to go and purchase something significant or insignificant, whatever the case may be. Do not allow the thought process you had in 2015 to tell you you can't, you're unable to have it because you have because of lack of education. You don't have the funds. You don't have the bank account. You're not equivalent to other folk who have great success. Do not allow those thoughts and lies to penetrate your mind and your purpose and stop you from obtaining the promise that God has destined for you in 2016. And I have to say that, Dr. Lisa, because a lot of times what happens is people judge themselves and they hear the chatter that is being spoken to in their eardrum from the opposition, from the enemy, from the prince of darkness. And so they listen to all of the chatter that tells them they're insignificant, that they don't look right, that they're not the weight, you know, the right weight size or the right height, and you know, they don't come from this family, and so they talk, you know, all the chatter. You did this in the past, and you know, you tried it before and you failed at this, and you know, if you try it again and this is going to happen. That's not that mindset. Taking that and listening to that and applying that to your next step.
Yes.
See, a progression will always stop you. You can't take that mindset. So you have to rid yourself of those poisonous thoughts and the thoughts that comes from the enemy. The scripture says that my children, what? Know my voice. And so we have to, again, please, if you take anything from what Pastor Bridget is saying, please write down intentionality in changing the mind. Dr. Lisa,
and
go ahead.
I just wanted to just add to that we're in a place where we have to make a decision. So this is not something that you're thinking, well, maybe I don't have to do. You're in a place where you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision, because if you stay stuck here, this is where you can die here. And so what we're saying is choose life.
Yes.
Choose wellness. Choose prosperity.
Yes. Yes.
Choose wholeness. Mm. Choose life. Choose life. The decision is there to make.
Yes. Woohoo. Mm.
It is there to make. And the thing is that we never can outbeat God. So whatever decision that you make, in faith, God will respond, because he responds to faith.
Yes.
He will respond. I don't think there's ever been a time that God has been wrong about anything.
Woohoo! Yes,
not
ma'am.
Nobody's life, not salvation, not blessings, not promises. There's not one time that God has never been wrong. And not challenge, it's try him. Just simply try him. We already know what the outcome is, but you need to see it. Just try it.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
We really have tried everything else. We really have. We've tried everything else.
And see, what I love about God is this, Dr. Lisa. He is waiting on us. So
yes.
Listen,
absolutely.
God is waiting on you. He is waiting on you to experience your metamorphosis in 2016.
Yes.
He is waiting on you to walk into the abundance He said that I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We quote
yes.
it, we say it. He said, I want you to live it. You understand?
Can
I
you
want
it?
You to live it. And I want you to get this in your head, listening audience. Listen to me. I was thinking about this today as you know, as I was pondering upon the subject matter about a New Year's state of mind. I thought about the man at the gate called Beautiful. And I said, in 2016, I'm having a mind of expectation.
Yes.
He had a mind of expectation when he came. He didn't come to that gate moping around, laying there with not expecting something to happen. He came. Expectation. The scripture says that God will do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond. What happened? He came looking for some coins. And what did he get? The name of the Lord. Not only the name of the Lord empowered him to get up and do what? Walk.
Yes.
You see, he came with an expectation. Hear me.
Yes.
2016. I have an expectation. Then
absolutely.
I thought about the woman with the issue of blood, Dr. Lisa. She said, I'm going for broke. Whatever happens, happens, but I'm going to touch the hem of his garment.
Yes.
They decided, it began with an understanding and a thought. This is what I'm going to do. And guess
yes.
what? The faith connected with their thought. My God. And the Bible says your faith has made you whole. So I'm going in 2016. You have to go in 2016 with the mindset, whatever it takes,
yes.
whatever the cost,
and the
I
thing
am
is,
going to be
there.
Totally whole.
Yes.
Whole.
The pastor... What God has for us, coins cannot buy. What we need, we don't have the means to get. We think it's money we need. We think it's material things we need. But what we need, money can't buy. That's why they said, such as I have, the only thing that will help you is the name of Jesus.
And that's what they gave him.
And that's what they gave him. Even the woman with the issue of blood, she got to the point where she was beyond human help.
Yes.
And she looked to Jesus.
That's right. Absolutely.
She went bent and crawling, unsuspectingly bent and crawling. Because that's what life does. It breaks you down till you can't even stand up. You've got to come crawling. There are people who are in that position. The only one that's going to help you is Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So what I want to do at this time, if there's anyone who's listening in and you feel the urge and desire to share a thought with the listening audience tonight, you have something, maybe you may have a question, or, you know, whatever your input is. If that's you, you know, call in. The number is 646-929-0630 and press 1. Again, the number is 646-929-0630. Press 1 so that I can bring you in with Dr. Lisa and myself. And continuing our conversation on tonight's Let's see here. Let's see. Okay. Hello? Do we have a caller? Let's see if this person wants to share with us. Okay. All righty. Let's see. We have another caller, Dr. Lisa. Let's see. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, would you like to share something with us? Hello?
Well, I'm not sharing nothing other than, hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you. The comment was just made, a new mindset, and
yes,
it just brought a smile to my face.
Amen.
Because the scripture
Amen.
Came to me that says, as a man thinketh,
yes,
so
sir.
Is he.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's all I wanted
Absolutely
to share.
Absolutely so. Bless
Thank
you, Brother
you.
Mike. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Amen. God bless. Yes, as a man thinketh, so is he. And
Absolutely.
He can go from the beginning to the end. And I'm so glad Brother Mike brought that up. And as we prepare to get ready to kind of close and wind down our conversation on tonight's show, I want to invite those of you to come and to share with me. I am going to be continuing, Dr. Lisa, as I stated earlier in our conversation on the air tonight. I started a workshop, and I will continue. God has mandated me to teach this, and so that people can really get it. And I am a living and breathing testimony that it works, that it indeed works. When you begin to really understand, as a man thinketh, so is he. So I am going to be teaching this Saturday at 12:30. The power of thoughts and transformation, you know, of the mind. I will be teaching that at 12:30 at 5355 Phelps Luck Drive, Columbia, Maryland. Zip code is 21045. And if you're listening to me and, you know, you're tired, you're just tired of the way things have been, and you like looking for something, and you're like, I know there's more to this. There's more to what I should be experiencing, and I'm just experiencing the same old, no. God has something for you, and He
yes.
has something in mind with you, and it's intentional. And so, if you want me to teach you how to harness your thought life, how to do that, I am willing to do so. Just get in contact with me. And also, while we're talking about events and workshops and opportunities for you to grow, I want to say to you listening audience, as you go into 2016, do not be shy about experiencing new opportunities, you know,
yes.
Extending yourself to grow. Anybody who's not growing, there's a problem, because we are to always be growing and evolving our greatness and growing in grace. We are to be growing in grace and becoming ever even more, yes, as I said it like that, ever even more like Christ, ever even more like Christ. So we ought to make sure that we are doing what's necessary to grow, to extend, to expand, you see, to become greater than what we have been in 2015. 2016, we are to determine we are going to be even more, you know, than what we have been, and that we are looking for opportunities to push us. And I believe Dr. Lisa said something recently when we had a conversation about there's a sense of urgency, and the wind is at your back. And so I'm encouraging you, listening audience, to get excited and to sense in the spirit realm what the Spirit of God is saying in the earth realm now. We are living, things have been shifting, and the shift that we're living in is not like it was yesterday. And so if we're going to understand that, we have to have a greater transformation of the mind so that our spirit is so connected with the Spirit of God. Amen? And so
Amen.
That is so important, that we are getting in position and we are getting in place and getting the tools. And I have to say this, Dr. Lisa. One of the problems, or part of the problem, why people don't develop and don't grow into the greatness that they have been given is because they don't want to do the work. And to have a change of mind and to think on a higher plane requires that we work at how we think, that we put in the energy. We have to put in the energy if we're going to hit the pavement and run with the vision, you see, run with it. So I'm encouraging you to do that, and I want to also say this. I am so excited about her story. 2016, we have two locations, Columbia, South Carolina, and Baltimore, Maryland. God is just doing some phenomenal things, and we know there's power in telling the story. So those of you who are in the South Carolina area, in that particular region, we are encouraging you. If hopefully you've gotten information. If not, you can visit the website that we have. It's www.herstorywebley.com. Go and visit us. And I'm going to put this out here. If you know someone that has a story and they need to tell it, a story of great deliverance and transformation, a story of coming through the fire and through the flood, a story where the enemy thought they had them and the enemy tried to kill them, but God rescued them just in time and breathed the breath of life back into their body. And some may have been pronounced dead or flatlined, whatever the case may be. If you know somebody that has a story and they may want to tell their story at the Her Story Women's Symposium, I invite you to have them to email us at herstorywomenssymposium@gmail.com, or they can call 410-340-5300. So I wanted to say that if you know you want to really, really, really learn how to, because it is a discipline. You have to train yourself. You definitely have to train your thoughts. It doesn't just happen by osmosis. You have to train your mind. Just like you trained, your mind was trained to think the way it is thinking. It didn't happen overnight. It took some time for some of us to get these negative thoughts, these bad attitudes, and the disposition that we have, you know, about moving forward in life and, you know, the low self-esteem and et cetera. It took some time for us to get that. Several things fed into that, and we ate that stuff, and we put that in our minds. And so we now have to be retrained how to think. just like somebody who has a tragic accident or something happened and they have to go into rehab and relearn. So some of us, we need to relearn how to think the way that God would have us to think. Again, thank you, Brother Mike, for calling in. As a man
yes.
thinketh, so is he. Thank you, Dr. Lisa, for sharing with us tonight and encouraging our listening audience. Mm. We have been, I know I have been, and I'm sure those who are listening in tonight have been encouraged, have been lifted, and have been empowered to go into 2016 with a new year state of mind, leaving the
yes.
old mind in 2015. Leave it today. Dr. Lisa said we can do it now. And when the clock strikes 12 midnight tonight, December the 1st, that's the jump start. Holla, get a jump start. We're not waiting for December 31st.
Absolutely.
We're not waiting for the clock to strike 12 o'clock January the 1st. We getting a head start, a month ahead, right, Dr. Lisa? A month ahead.
A month ahead.
Hey,
and you know what will happen? Instead of trying to crunch all the emotions and feelings on the last day of the year, we can spend that time thanksgiving, celebrating what God has done and what God is about to do.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So
we can dance on that day.
Get your shout on. Get your dance. Put your dancing shoes. If you don't have no dancing shoes, to dance in your bare feet. Go ahead with no shoes on and just bare your bare
yes.
feet. Dance. And so, thank you, Dr. Lisa, for sharing tonight. As I've already said, again, thanks to Dr. Rose.
You're welcome.
And listening audience, please change your way of thinking. What's my little
yes.
motto? Thoughts, thinking.
A new year state
thoughts.
Of mind.
Thoughts, thinking, thoughts. Hear me. Thoughts, thinking, thoughts. When you hear that, when you see that in writing coming from me, just hear my voice. Thoughts, thinking,
yes.
thoughts. You see, thoughts. Thinking, thoughts. I want to help you. Allow me to do so. Contact me. All righty. Peace and blessings. Join me
peace
on
and
this
blessings.
Saturday at 12:30 for an experience in transforming your mind, the power of thoughts at 12:30, and the remaining Saturday workshops will start at 11:45 at the location 5355 Phelps Luck Drive, Columbia, Maryland, 21045. If you don't come and you know somebody else who needs to be there, tell them. Don't hold it for yourself. If you can't come, make sure somebody else can come. And let me say this. Don't allow the enemy to put roadblocks and hindrance in your space from you getting what you need to excel and to soar and to be catapult into your next place of promise. Peace and blessings until we meet again. May the grace of God be with you. Love
Peace.
You to life. Peace.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene K.